Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
As you're going back to your airboat, Rowdy says, okay, so what's the plan now? And Evangeline says, I saw on the maps, there's another entrance it looks like. We'll go to that one, she says, looking over her shoulder at the giant snake.
Well, yes, let's hope that there's not more Brutus to look for.
It looked small. There's two ironclads not far from here. Old Civil War battle.
They're still here?
Why move them?
Fair enough. And that's a access point you hope rum tunnel to get us to the distillery.
The goo is coming out from there as well. There must be an entrance.
All right, and you're okay?
How so?
I mean, you got hit with a rocket.
She looks at her chest, puts a paw at it, and then, nothing I haven't handled before.
Is there a first aid kit in the airboat?
In the, definitely the one that you stole, yeah.
Great.
It's not, there's just not enough bandages, though, for something as big as hers.
But it's the thought that counts, Adam.
Like I said, there's no bandages in here big enough to properly wrap around.
How tall is Evangeline right now?
She's big. She's twice your height now.
That's sexy.
Heracles canonically loves to be dominated by big women.
It's true. He liked the big tall lady who liked the Bigfoot in the Australian town.
Yeah.
With the beehive wig.
That's just the thing.
Yeah.
It's fine. With Evangeline's guidance, you make your way towards the wreckages of the Merrimack and the Monitor. Those are the two ironclads.
Do those names mean anything to Heracles?
Yeah, you know that this was, it's called the Battle of the Monitor and the Merrimack. There's been like three times in history that ironclads have gone to war with each other or have been in a battle against each other. It wasn't a very common thing. The ironclad kind of quickly came and then left naval warfare. It was very instrumental, but it was like ultimately a blip in time. During the American Civil War, there was an effort by the North to blockade the South. They were trying to prevent them from getting supplies by ship. And as part of the Battle of the Monitor and the Merrimack, the battle was the Monitor and the Merrimack. The two ironclads met in this particular part of Louisiana. Even back then, this place was often used to get alcohol into the United States.
Yep.
It was the only reason the Union sent a ship down here was just specifically, to stop the alcohol incoming.
Break their spirits.
Yeah, as a propaganda thing for the most part. Well, no, sorry, it's propaganda. And yes, also to break their spirit. And it just so happened that the South also coincidentally only sent one ship because they didn't see it as that big a deal to protect this area. And neither side thought the other side would send a ship. So both of them only sent one ship. It's a very famous one because it was just two ironclads. Both of them were unable to hurt the other ship because an ironclad ship is a regular ship or a old type ship, but covered in metal with a steam-powered engine.
Yes, yes, yes.
and their cannons would just bounce off each other's armor. So both of them fired until they were ultimately, they accidentally run aground when the tide went out and they were trapped.
And that's where they've been ever since.
Yep.
That is this a true story, Adam?
It's loosely based on true events.
It's not in literature, is it?
No.
No, that's good. Just checking.
I mean, it is in history.
Yeah,
books.
But this happened here.
You know that there was a big conversation. You got quite a lot of successes. So you know that there was a big, I mean, you know a lot of things, but you know that there was a conversation about should they move the boats or should they leave them here? And it was ultimately decided that the conditions in that part of the bayou was actually pretty good at preserving the ships on their own.
Yeah.
And then over time, people just stopped caring because it's actually really hard to get out here.
Yeah.
So it was impossible to create any sort of historical
also,
site.
Big fucking snake.
That didn't really affect much.
Yeah,
but sure.
Anyone who came like recently and was like, we should move these boats.
Pretty much, yeah.
Great. We pull up. Let's go to these boats.
As you approach, once again, it's not as bad around the platform, but the wildlife, the plants, the animals, everything gets a bit bigger as you approach. Now, you need to make a wits comp check. 5 dice. That's 1, 2, 3 successes. Oh, incidentally, if you need to at any point, because you got 6 successes, if you need to know anything about these two fucking ships, just let me know.
I just would know that.
Yeah.
Because I did so well.
You just would know.
Yeah. I can't believe I've had 2 really good successes for two dumb things.
3 successes. You see a shape moving in the night, in the darkness.
Snake-shaped?
No, not snake-shaped. Boat-shaped. But old-fashioned boat-shaped. With sails. There's a heavy mist that clings to the bayou. The mist parts, and in the glow all around you, you can see the Hispaniola.
We got a book.
What book? Ding, ding, ding. You hear the bell on the ship.
Yeah, who goes there?
Treasure Island. So keep your wits about you. I think there'll be pirates.
Declare yourselves!
This is Heracles Melville of the SS Airboat. We are a small, humble vessel just passing through. We mean you no harm.
There's a conversation on the deck.
Ye be local!
Yes.
Prepare to be boarded. We mean you no harm.
Is he lying?
That's what you're rolling for, aren't you?
Yeah. Now let me roll anyone else's. So Rowdy gets 4 dice for this. And Evangeline gets 6 dice for this.
How come I only get 1?
Because you started your character out, dude. What do you want from me?
Why do you keep making me roll the thing that I'm bad at? I should have min-maxed Heracles.
Evangeline and Rowdy give each other a significant look.
Does it look like we're about to be boarded in a friendly way?
It looks like you're about to be boarded kind of regardless of what you do. Rowdy looks at you and says, do you remember the characters from Treasure Island?
Rowdy, did you not watch the Muppet Treasure Island with me when I told you to? I figure they're mostly the same.
Okay, but like if someone introduces themselves...
Rowdy, I got this.
Ropes, well, grappling hooks with ropes, whatever, are thrown onto your airboat, and the airboat is dragged over to the Hispaniola, and then a netting is lowered down so that you can board the ship.
We climb?
Yep, you climb up onto the deck of the ship.
Who's on the boat, Adam?
A bunch of people.
Yeah.
All of them look like
pirates?
Well, they look like sailors. What's a pirate look like?
Anyone who looks like they're naval. Like anyone in like...
No one here's in a uniform.
Okay, so we're at the point in Treasure Island where the mutiny has happened.
Who did you say your name was?
I'm Heracles Melville.
The man sticks out a hand.
Israel. Israel hands.
I don't know the characters. My knowledge of Muppet Treasure Island, in which the characters are called Kermit and Gonzo. No. They actually have names.
Okay.
Treasure Island. So Kermit plays the captain. Captain. Yeah.
That'd be really important. That'd be great to know now.
Yeah. Is it Captain
Hands? Good luck.
No, I can get this up. I can get this up, man.
Are you taking out your phone?
No.
Tom, kid.
No.
Heracles can't have his phone right now.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm looking up something else. I'm looking at the footy score, Adam. Muppet Treasure Island.
Why not just look up Treasure Island, you maniac?
Oh, no. They're just listed as...
What about if I do Treasure Planet?
Stop it. Put your phone away.
I found him.
Israel Hands says to you, we're in search of an island. We were there but moments ago, and now we've lost it.
Treasure Island?
Aye, Treasure Island.
All the sailors look among themselves.
We were hoping that you might know where we are.
You're a little bit further away from Treasure Island than it may seem. What'd you say your name was again, son? Israel Hands?
Aye.
Is there a Long John Silver among you?
All the sailors look among themselves again.
You left him on the island, didn't you?
No, he went to the island. He left me in charge. He's captain of this ship.
Right, took a young fella, Jim Hawkins, with him.
No.
Israel is looking very suspiciously at you.
We're at the start of Treasure Island.
Tom? Except
yes.
That you might not know, as you have not read the book, except that you might not know at what point you're in Treasure Island. Except that.
Okay, so I know that Long John was the first mate of the guy, right, whose name escapes me. And Billy Bones and Blind Pew were part of a mutiny.
Billy Bones was part of a mutiny, but not a mutiny that appears in the book.
No, it's the one beforehand.
Yeah.
It's one that Long John does in, like, his history.
In the events of the TV show Black Sails.
Oh, I never saw that.
It's pretty good.
It's the thing that Billy Connolly is killed for in the Muppet.
I didn't realize that it was a setup for... So it's like Black Sails is meant as like what do you call it? A prequel to Treasure Island. Yeah. And right. I didn't realize that for quite a while until a few episodes into the first season. So, I was like, wait a minute. Is that Long John Silver? And my partner laughed.
So It's at the point, though, where that's happened. He's gone to the island and told them he'll be back, but he's just going to take all the treasure. Or have they run away? Here's a question, Adam. Does Heracles know more about Treasure Island than Tom?
Thank God Heracles is cleverer than you. Three successes. All
See,
right.
The problem is, Adam, I can't remember the names because it's the Muppets.
So?
Yes.
Israel Hands is second in command, first mate under Long John Silver once he takes control of the ship.
Yep.
So... When they go ashore, it's not really, like, at that point, it's kind of, it hasn't happened yet, but everyone kind of understands that the mutiny is about to happen. It's just like...
The second mutiny.
Well, yeah, the second mutiny, the one that happens in the actual book. But the problem is, Long John Silver and the captain, whose name is...
Captain Alexander?
Alexander Smollett.
Ah, Captain Smollett, yes.
So, Captain Smollett... And Long John Silver don't know who is going to back who. So there's still like a lot of like...
The crew are picking Long John. Though.
Yeah, basically it's a lot of people...
Because he sings When You're a Political Pirate.
Yeah. So you know that the characters' names are Captain Alexander Smollett, Dr. Livesley, who is friend of Jim.
Of Jim.
And then Squire Trelawney.
Who's the guy who funds the boat.
Yeah, he funds the whole thing.
That's played by Fozzie in the movie.
Fozzie's a good casting, I think.
He has a little man who lives in his finger called Mr. Bimble, who he follows advice from.
That is not in the original book, to my knowledge.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Oh, Mr. Bimble, I think, actually is in the book, but he's like the other financier who doesn't come with, I think.
Correct.
Don't quote me on that one.
All right, so...
Anyway, yeah, Israel Hands...
That's why they looked sus when I said, "Is Long John among you?" Because they were like, well...
It looks like you're in the point of the book where... It hasn't yet happened, but people have gone ashore, and it's like, I think we're about to do the mutiny.
I have some bad news for you, Mr. Hands. Do you believe in the curse of Dead Man's Treasure?
Yar, no. I've not heard of this curse.
Does he seem like he might want to hear about this curse, Adam?
He seems spooked, so maybe.
My crew and I roam this bayou, this swampland... looking for those who have come to seek the dead man's treasure. Try to deter them away before they get too deep and run aground. I point to the two ironclads.
All right.
The tide here works in mysterious ways, and there are rumors of larger-than-life insects and snakes and birds and such. You may have seen some of these creatures yourself.
The crew mutter among themselves, and Israel Hands looks back at you and says, aye, aye, I believe we've seen some large insects.
One of our crew is just a giant dog.
They don't seem fazed by that at all.
No, they're from a fantasy book.
Yeah.
And so we travel through the swamplands, making sure that nobody runs aground and falls to the dead man's curse. It seems that this island that your captain and this Long John Silver, who we were told were in the area, it might be too late for them, but it's not too late for you, Mr. Hands.
All right, then. You're telling us to turn back, i.e.
If you want to be safe, yeah. So we're able to cruise through these parts of the waters because of our small boat, but a vessel as majestic as this would surely run aground. I point to the two boats again.
All right, then. We'll make our way, then. Israel looks at the crew. You can see there's a bit of rumbling. The crew doesn't seem entirely convinced by this.
Is he going to turn around?
Sorry? Israel, yeah, Israel Hands turns to look at the crew. Yeah.
All right, then, Mr. Hands. We'll be on our way to make sure no other ships fall befoul of the dead man's chest.
A crewman somewhere in the crowd calls out, "They be looking to take the treasure for themselves!"
Oh, please.
Israel looks back at you, and you see he's trying to, like, assess you.
Do I look like a man who needs or wants treasure?
Well, then, which way be out?
Back the way you came.
They murmur among themselves, and Israel says, we don't know which way we came.
North.
One person fumbles out with a compass that Israel snatches from his hands. He looks at the compass. Odd. You look at the compass.
The curse has already taken effect.
The compass is just a smear. It's like, imagine a compass face, then imagine it's smeared in such a way that you can't read its face.
Israel, can I ask you a strange question?
Aye.
You ever used this compass before?
No. Someone mentioned having it.
Not enough detail to make it real then, huh?
What?
The curse. It's already taken effect. You're being uncorked from reality.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The front part of the ship is shorn away by a cannonball.
Where the fuck's this coming from?
You look over and you can see one of the two ironclads, the Merrimack. You can see smoke is slowly coming from one of its cannons, and you hear very dully over the bayou cheering from that cannon. They're firing! Return! 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 The pirates begin ignoring you, and they start manning the cannons to fire.
Would Heracles know if there are any publications, books, or documents about these two boats?
Oh, about these two boats?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a bunch of books talking about this battle.
Is this battle being recreated because of the Odic force?
They're not firing at each other. The cannon's firing at this boat. And Heracles got well enough to know that in Treasure Island, the boat well, it, I mean, it could be, actually, I suppose. It could be that the ironclad has come to life and is firing.
But not it.
Both in the real life event, the Battle of the Monitor and the Merrimack, they fired upon each other. But also in Treasure Island, when they're on the island, there's a fort there that has a cannon that they fire at the pirate ship.
Well, great. Time to leave.
All right, you just abandoning?
Yeah, I don't want to fucking deal with these pirates, man.
They fire, they're just like cannonballs are being fired at each other.
Where was the entrance to the other entrance, Evangeline?
It's disguised, a mine entrance. You know where that is.
Why do I know where that is?
Because you got 6 successes on this fucking battle.
I know where the mine is that they used to bring.
You know where this mine is. You didn't think it was part of this network. You thought it was something else entirely. You're in your memory, in the book that you read, or one of the many books that you read about this event, don't know why you were so fascinated, but you read many books about
this. Every boy goes through a war phase, Adam. You did. I was into planes for a bit.
There's an iron mine near here that you know the entrance to. But you didn't think that was part of it. You thought it was like a very active iron mine.
The iron mine? Of course.
Iron isn't here. It was fake.
Doesn't matter that the mine's real from the battle. I point to the two boats. The Monitor, the Merrimack, that they fought here, the Civil War thing. I'm into history. The mine shaft, it's over here. I point to where it would be, Adam, because I would know this.
It's just past both boats. You just need to get to the other side.
Great. We'll jump back in our little boat.
All right.
Here's the thing, Adam. Yeah, you give me these predicaments, and I'm like, now that I know they're fictional, I don't care for them.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. As you pass, you can see into the part of the ship is rotted away enough that you can see there are 3 figures, one of whom is wearing an old-fashioned British naval uniform. Another one is just dressed, but the other 2, are just dressed very nicely. So you assume this is Captain Smollett.
That's the captain, that's the doctor, and that's the squire.
Yeah.
Where's Long John and the boy?
They're not part of this. While this is happening, you know enough to know they're on the island doing other things.
Yeah. With Gonzo and Rizzo.
Yes, with Gonzo and Rizzo. At this point in the novel, actually at about this point in the novel, you assume that, I forget the name of the guy, but the crazy guy on the island.
Well, so okay.
Jim Hawkins is currently interacting with him.
The crazy guy on the island in the Muppet version is Miss Piggy.
That's a good casting.
And she is Smollett's ex-wife.
Who plays Jim Hawkins?
A kid, like a real person.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So Jim Hawkins is played by a real person. His best friends are Rizzo and Gonzo. They work in the bar together. Billy Bones is played by Billy Connolly, but Blind Pew is played by a Muppet. Kermit is Mr. Smollett. Miss Piggy plays his wife, who's on the island.
Right.
Long John is played by Tim Curry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He also, someone was talking about the reason that Tim Curry and Michael Caine are both perfect in Muppet movies.
Yeah.
Michael Caine treats the Muppets like they are actors equal to him.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry acts like he is a Muppet. That's why it works. We're heading to the mine.
You go, they are ignoring you entirely. They're both so focused on their own battle. You can see the Hispaniola can't make a dent in the ironclad, but the ironclad only has the 1 gun. So it's a very protracted fight.
I love the smudge compass. I wanted to steal that.
As you approach the entrance to this mine, to this old iron mine, or what was supposedly once an old iron mine, you pass several security measures. The first one, which is this dilapidated old wire fence, that was probably never...
Keep out. Don't enter. Danger.
It was
someone's written Frankie was here.
Literally the most basic protection possible, just so it's not easy to walk in.
Yeah.
The second one is there is a more secure, a bit sturdier wire gate inside, which as you approach, you can hear on the other side, somewhere deep in the mine, somewhere deep in the iron mine, you hear bomp, 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 bomp. And as you approach, you see on that gate, there is a sign that says, evacuate area if chlorine alarm siren is on.
I sniff. Can I smell chlorine, Adam?
You can't smell chlorine.
Wait, is chlorine an odorless gas?
It is.
The chlorine I used to put in the pool is not.
Well, that's actually so. Fun fact, And I'm sure we're going to get a lot of letters once I say this, but this is true.
Okay.
This is true.
Yes.
When you smell chlorine in a pool, that's not chlorine. That's piss reacting with chlorine. Now, that's going to seem false because you're going to be like, I've been to non-public pools and it still smells like that. It takes like no piss whatsoever. Like a drop is enough to start causing the odor.
That's
chlorine and water with no piss has no smell.
That's not true. I worked at a pool for years, Adam.
That's what I'm telling you. Piss activates the smell. A lot of people are going to get mad at this. I didn't believe it myself either. It's true.
And you put chlorine in your piss?
If you want, there's a, I mean, obviously some people aren't going to accept this, but there is a Pop Science video.
I used to open their canisters of chlorine and I could smell the chlorine in there.
That's particulate. Something's got into that canister.
I hate this so much.
I mean, I think it doesn't necessarily have to be piss. It's just something else is reacting with the chlorine. It's just typically piss, especially if it's in a pool.
Yeah, fair enough. Everyone's pissing in the pool.
Yeah. Thankfully, this gate is actually properly locked and might have caused you some hassle.
We got a big dog.
You got a big werewolf. She just breaks it down without any trouble.
You smelling it, chlorine, Evangeline?
No.
You smell grave dirt, Evangeline?
Yes.
Yeah, we're in the right place.
It's coming from this way.
Evangeline leads you down into the iron mine. Do you have light?
Yes.
You take out your torch, click it on. Rowdy also has one. He has one of those L-shaped ones that you can clip onto his breast pocket.
Yep.
Big Easy does not. So Big Easy just takes the shotgun instead.
Phone torch too, Big Easy.
Don't like phones.
All right, Sugar White.
He throws his cigar into the water as you leave.
Does he light another one?
No. He's not going to smoke underground. It's dangerous.
There might be chlorine down here.
Yeah, there might be chlorine.
Yeah, we keep going.
All right. You enter. 13 days.
Oh, you dog.
13 days, 20 hours, and 17 minutes ago. Grunt crouches near some exposed wiring and a pipeline marked caution, flammable liquids, evacuate if punctured. Both as quickly and as carefully as he can, Grunt finishes punching digits into a digital timer on the small explosive device.
Okay, this is the attack.
Nearby, Big Easy is standing watch.
Oh no, Adam. Adam. Adam, they did this. They did this.
The platform didn't have armed security, but it didn't have no security. Brains has been explicit with Miss Sinclair. You will build this fracking platform over my dead body. What Sinclair didn't realize is that the alternative was her dead body. What nobody knows is how deep and wide this natural gas pocket is. 13 days, 19 hours, and 17 minutes ago. David is performing the hourly inspection. Since the thumping sound began, it has not stopped on regular intervals. From the hours 1800 to 0600, there is a pause in the noise, but it then resumes on schedule. Sarah ordered the hourly inspections as radio silence is paramount. Avoiding discovery is still among their primary objectives. So unless they detect an issue, some fault in their protective layering, they do nothing.
It's the fracking.
It'll only be another month, and then Sarah can go home. She'll mention this in her debrief. It starts as a low rumbling, like an earthquake walking towards them. The noise is enough that Sarah is awake before David can wake her. They both step onto the catwalk and look up. Worry set into both of their faces. We're going to have to contact Central. Whatever this, David's vision goes black. David! His vision comes back. David's head feels like it's in a vice. His vision is swimming. Blearily, he can make out Sarah's prone form. He tries to move towards her, but his whole body is in pain. On your feet, soldier! The command pierces the pain. David uses the railing to steady himself onto his feet, just now realizing that he was prone. Critical failure. Ruptures to tank one. ruptures to tank 2. Ruptures to tank 3. Ruptures to tank 4. Critical failure. David looks over the side of the railing and gasps. Lieutenant! Sarah snaps at him. Look at me! David spins around and gasps again. Part of the ceiling, a metal strut, has blown free and is pinning Sarah to the catwalk. She is pale. She is dying. Stop gawking, Lieutenant! Do your duty! Blow this fucking station! David nods slowly. He turns and hobbles his way towards the control room. But as David steps onto the last piece of catwalk, screw 11-K-T7 finally breaks. The first sign something is wrong for David is that the world begins to move upwards. Then he hears Sarah scream behind him. Before David can even turn his head around, his chin meets the platform, snapping his head backwards. David doesn't die, but loses control of his body. David falls. All the while, he can hear Sarah screaming, and then David lives forever.
Adam, that is the most fucked up thing I've... They're all still alive in there.
Evangeline is able to guide you through the labyrinth of the iron mine. You see bits and pieces here and there. It looks like it was an iron mine that was abandoned in a hurry. And at first you think maybe that's connected, you know, something there. And then you, Big Easy from up the back of your group says, it's all fake, he says. He picks up a helmet, knocks it against the wall. This ain't real.
Props. Props. But this iron mine's been here since the Civil War.
Apparently not.
Unless they lied in the books. This iron mine was put here to disguise this patchwork man all over again.
Evangeline shakes her head.
It was always fishy, this iron mine. I am older than this iron mine, but I'm not Civil War old.
So all the books about the iron mine weren't... When did the iron mine get built, Evangeline?
At one point it was just here.
How long ago?
It can't be older than 50 years. Well, no, it can't be older than 70 years.
So 1960s, 50s. It's been here this whole time. Evangeline, did you, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, did you notice anything unusual happening up this way?
She shakes her head slowly. No, whoever did this was very quiet.
Around the time your husband passed?
Might have been. Hard to say.
Interesting. Well, we keep going. This changes nothing. Well, it changes a lot.
I know this connects to the rum tunnels. I think some of these passages were from the rum tunnels and have been converted to the iron mine, except there is no iron mine.
No, there is no iron mine. Hey, Roddy, have you getting sick of conspiracy theories being proven true every single week in this field?
Bismarck. He picks up one of the helmets, turns it to face you. It's nonetheless a prop, but it has Bismarck written on it.
Why were they fracking when they were also mining here?
Bismarck doesn't do iron. They do produce helmets and pickaxes, or they did once long ago. He drops the helmet.
The irony that Bismarck Mining Corporation were being used in a stunt that they would much later come to stumble upon almost accidentally. All right, we keep going. Keep your eyes peeled for any stranger shit.
Thank you. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.